Morning Glory with PJ and Jim here on Radio Nova. And as you know, of course, our big challenge is fast approaching. PJ and myself are going to be doing our tandem cycle from Hill 16 to Bray Head. It's all part of Up the Hill for Jack and Jill. The idea behind it, of course, is that we want to sort of inspire you to do something, whether it's an actual, you know, climbing of a hill or a mound or a hillock.
Anything really.
Anything you want. Or to donate. I mean, jackandjill.ie, the website, is the perfect place to go. It'll give you all the details of what you could do or how you could donate, because it really is a fantastic charity. And we thought we'd give you a little insight into just how fantastic a charity it is. So we asked Tracy Carroll to have a chat with us. Morning, Tracy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Now, Tracy is the lovely mum of the lovely Willow. And you know firsthand, Tracy, exactly kind of what Jack and Jill can do for a family, don't you?
Yeah, well, we're nearly in it now, 6 years. We're going to turn six the 1st of December. Really and truly, Jack and Jill are an absolute lifeline, and I don't think we'd be facing into a sixth birthday if they hadn't been by our side.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about why Willow needs the help of the likes of Jack and Jill.
So Willow suffered a traumatic brain injury at birth, and when she was 4 days old, we brought her home, and her funeral was planned, her grave was picked, her coffin was picked, and everything was ready for her to pass. They didn't think we'd get her home from the hospital. We were coming from the Rotunda. She had been born in Cavan and moved on to the Rotunda for specialised care. So we brought her home when she was 4 days old, and you can imagine, I don't think you could even explain where that depth of pain and grief comes from. It's absolutely just horrendous, but you're not even breathing. You're living second to second because you're watching to see if she's going to breathe. And then the following day, when she was 5 days old, the house was crazy, mad with visitors. Oh, Jesus, cups of teas here, there and everywhere. And I was just sat in a corner wishing everybody would just disappear because I was just watching my child. Didn't know what to do, where to go, who to think of, you know. And I always like our fairy godmother, Anne Riley, our Jack and Jill liaison nurse, came into the house that day, and my description of her was like Moses splitting the sea. Just this calm descended on the house. I can't even describe it. For me, she will be like one of my best friends the rest of my life. She came in and everything changed from that minute on. They take control, but not in a, you know, domineering way. They just settle the whole system, they manage everything, and they navigate your path through this, because really you're flying blind. You have not got an idea of what you're doing. You're dealing with the trauma of your baby maybe not going to make it or have lifelong limiting condition. You're trying to get your head around that, but the other stuff that comes with, absolutely mind-boggling. And Jack and Jill just come in, and it's like someone puts these massive big arms around you, which actually Anne does all the time. She gives the best hugs and just gives you that safe place and someone always to talk to. No matter what, they're there. And what they actually do is they give you nursing hours. So for those early weeks, obviously we weren't sleeping, and they provided nurses through the night until we could get a handle on stuff. And then you're given nurses, nursing hours every month, and you use them at your own discretion, whatever suits you, whatever fits the family. Now, to anybody else, they'll just think you've got nursing hours. But when you've got a child like Willow with complex medical needs, every single hour is managed and planned. You cannot take anything for granted. So it's a day by day. If you have other children and your husband, you know, they're losing out in time with you. So even having those nursing hours allows you just to be normal for 2-3 hours a day, go shopping, you know, spend time with Noah. Noah was only two at the time, bring him off to the park or something. There are things that aren't actually in your life anymore without, you know, massive planning or thought. You know, these are all the things we take for granted that are actually just completely blown from under your feet. And that's where Jack and Jill, you know, provide that extra comfort as well. Never mind all the medical advice, to be there for everything. And honest to God, you know, I can't believe Willow's going to be six on the 1st of December. We didn't think she'd see 6 days. I remember holding her in my arms and just begging her to stay for Christmas. Just that's all I wanted. Please just have Christmas Day with us. And now we're facing into, you know, her 6th year, which will probably be her 7th Christmas with us. And, you know, Jack and Jen have been there with us every single day.
That's incredible.
Catherine Fullerton is our Jack and Jill nurse, and she came into her life when Willow was 3 weeks old, and she's still with us now, and she is my best friend. I ring her for everything. I talk to her about everything. It's like a massive family, and the connections that you make with the other parents, you couldn't wish for it if you thought about it. You know, it's just a vital service. And they heavily rely on fundraising and support from the community. And we have had a lot of support in our community, and our family have been great because they see, you know, what it's done to our lives and the changes that it makes and the family that we've created from it as well. And everybody's behind us to support them as well. But, you know, the pressure's ongoing year on year, and, you know, you guys are doing a fantastic fundraising event. And these are the things that matter. You know, every time anybody goes outside and tries to raise a bit of money for Jack and Jill, every euro matters, because 18 euro provides 1 hour nursing care for Jack and Jill. You know, so five people donate 18 euro online, they give one family 5 hours nursing care, to, you know, just to be normal for a few hours a week. And really and truly, you'd actually be lost without it.
It's incredible. I don't think anybody could ever, I don't think you could have a better ambassador for what Jack and Jill do than to, I mean, I think you've summed up
pretty
incredible,
much everything, yeah.
Absolutely incredible, the level of work. I think you've emphasised just how important and vital a charity it is. And and I don't think there's really anything that PJ and myself could add to it. I mean, it's incredible. We're delighted to be able to help in some small way. Obviously, like you, we're hoping everybody... wants
tell you,
to
when
get
I went
involved.
This morning and it was 2 degrees, I think to myself, God love you, it's this cold this morning. You're like,
I know. I don't think either of us even own a pair of gloves. It's going to be a long day.
PJ, I think it's more than gloves you're going to need.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be protecting everything. Listen, Tracy, look, thanks so much for sharing your story. Thanks so much for coming on and speaking to us.
And thank you for doing this for Jack and Jill.
And just giving people an insight, because I think it's important people get an insight to what it's all about. I mean, PJ and myself doing a cycle and having a bit of crack is kind of just the... It's literally tip of the iceberg for what the real issues are, you know, for Jack and Jill. So thanks so much for talking to us, Tracy.
Thank you.
It was great to get an insight into it. You're very good.
Okay, see you next week, guys. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you next week, one way or another. See you.